At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, folks, Bet on the Boss Man Show. We are here with the one and only Neek. Nacho Man Neek, Drunk Uncle Neek, a certain NBA team's favorite follower, follow on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the one only man, Dominic. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. Getting ready for my four-day escapade on Friday to a certain city that I won't name.
All right, man.
You know every Friday after you go to a certain town every Friday, you know that.
Right. I know.
And this interview will be played in that meeting probably a week from next week, probably. I'm sure this will be played. I'll have to answer everything we say tonight, but it's okay.
It's okay. It's all right.
It is. Take it over. It is. And Neek, let me ask you your thoughts, Neek. The Memphis Grizzlies are doing their thing, 12 wins. Atlanta's got 11 wins. The shocking is Indiana, who we thought would be tanking, has 11 wins. Which team is more surprising to you of all these teams with these wins so far in the jumbled up NBA standings as we see right now? Everybody's pretty much within the range right now. Nobody's really tanking yet. Detroit, OKC, and Houston. Orlando, too.
I think people are – I think most of the teams are playing well, to be quite honest. But down the line, since we don't see Atlanta and Indiana, I think the Grizzlies will be in a position where they have to fight to get in the playoffs. I don't know about Atlanta. I don't know about Indiana as well, because we'll see by All-Star break. That's when we see who's going to be in the playoffs tonight.
Yeah, because think about this, Steve.
It's a word
standings from Chicago with 12 seed in Eastern Conference to Boston, it's only 7-game difference.
Right.
It's a word. Seven games. You know. Way too early. And but I am shocked to see Indiana with 11 wins. I am shocked. I am shocked as well that Sacramento was so good in the Western Conference at the moment, and Portland too. 10-8, Sacramento. You got the King. Portland 11-9, Utah 12-10 with Mike Conley, all those veterans out there. We thought they would be tanking as well.
And well, I think Utah started up kind of hot, but they've been cooling off lately.
Yeah. So
would that make them trade off coming into this?
Then when they start trading Mike Conley, then Malik Beasley, Kelly Olynyk, and those guys that already tank because this Victor Wembanyama cat seem to be well all they want. But yeah, Memphis is currently third in the Western Conference at 12-8. We'll see.
I mean, it's a too early thing right now, but like I said, by the time it gets to All-Star break, we'll figure it out.
No doubt. Yeah. All I hope is that I'll be working in Memphis in May.
That's a plug there. That is a plug. Memphis in May. Yeah, that's a plug there.
Yes, I hope to be in Memphis in May, coming to the FedEx Forum. and getting me some free growl towels to give away.
That'd be interesting, but like I say, this too early to dictate. Way too early.
Nee, for playoff promotions, let me ask you this. Hawks t-shirts or growl towels? Viewers are marketing, would you go with towel or t-shirts?
Towel, because you can't wear the t-shirt. Well, I can't wear the t-shirt. Because most of the t-shirts stop at extra large. I never seen a 2X or 3X.
Yeah, so, they usually small, medium, or large. Not the golf subject, but how do they determine what size to put on what seat?
I've never understood that. Like, when you give out shirts, if you're going to give out the shirts, are they going to be one size or every size is a different section? You know what I mean? So if you're going all the way at the top, is that like a medium? And then everybody goes down, gets the extra large, the floor seats?
So in Atlanta, the default's large. They'll throw in a small and a medium here and there and an extra large. It's in Atlanta, it's going to be large, XL with medium and small. But it's like, how do you determine this? You have to go in the box, throw them on the seat when Virgin Crew's putting it on the seat. You know, it's always been a thing I've wondered. How the hell are you doing this?
I don't know. This is one of the questions that we all need an answer for. How do they do that? What's the selection process? Do you think the fatter people are going to be on the floor seats or the skinny people going to be on top? Or is it going to be a mix in the middle? I need an answer on that when it comes to the t-shirts in the stands. Grout to outfit everybody.
Yes. And, you know, they do come up with some catchy phrases for the Memphis Grizzlies grout, I must say, you know.
I think they did it to where if they found something cool, they put it on the towel. It was simple.
Yes.
Lace the Memphis, put on the towel. That's it.
Yes. I would laugh if we had Atlanta Hawks towels coming up here. That would make me laugh.
That'd be interesting. Because what would they put on the towels? I would love to see that. Would they put little baby quotes on them?
Or future quotes, the T.I. quotes?
Maybe 2 Chainz.
Yeah, true. Because the hashtag is true to Atlanta.
It makes sense. So have 2 Chainz.
One of them.
Have 2 Chainz make them up.
Yeah. Have you seen the little baby Hawks remix jersey?
Mm-mm. I haven't seen that at all.
Costs a lot of money to get one. That's all I can tell you. I ain't buying one.
Good for that.
I'd rather wear the 94 Outkast remix jersey.
That remix? Yeah, the one from last year?
A couple years ago, the one. It's like the old Hawks uniform, but it got cast on it in 94.
On the back. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I thought it was like last year.
A few years ago, but you know.
Okay.
It's all good, though. It's all to the good, you know. So, got that going, Deacon. Man, the NBA is going to be interesting this year. We're going to keep on watching it. Because, as you know, Nick, December 15th was for agents to get traded. So, I think trade season will start in December in earnest. And the rumors will start up, you know, as always. I think people like the Lakers are playing good right now. I'm like, that Westbrook is going to be a problem down the road because he plays with LeBron James. It's not a good look for them. And keeping him away from LeBron James' minutes has been what's been working. So, but it's obvious him and LeBron cannot play. It's the problem is Westbrook cannot play with LeBron, but he can't play with AD. That's the problem.
I don't watch it enough, so I don't really care.
Of course, I know you don't watch it enough, but you know, it would be good if you did for certain reasons, Nick.
But for the last couple of games, but the one game I seen, he did play better with AD, and AD was playing way better and moving, not swifter, compared to what I've seen him move.
Yeah, you know, so and you know. I know the coach of the Lakers very well, so you can probably know I hear stuff. And plus, Chris Gent was with Atlanta Hawks for a long time. He survived Mike Woodson, Larry Drew, Budenholzer, Lloyd Pierce, and Nate McMillan. I don't know what he, I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
He survived all them regimes. Chris Gent did.
That's a lot.
And remember,
that's a lot of regimes there. That's a lot
remember
of regimes.
In Orlando when they fired Doc Rivers, who was in on the coach? Chris Gent.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Coach in Cleveland, too. Hey, Chris Gent is the ultimate interim coach. He's been interim coach, you know, since he, I mean, he does survive. Duke can survive.
Hey, man, he got to get an award for that.
Yes.
He got to get an award for something. Interim of the decade or something.
Hey, surviving Atlanta, Chris Gent. A E true story.
No. E true story. No. They got to go on ESPN. There's got to be ESPN.
He survived all the regimes in Atlanta from Mike Woodson to Mike Miller. He left on his own. He wasn't fired. He left to go be his associate head coach, Lakers. But he survived all the regimes from Mike Woodson on.
He needed one called Surviving the NBA.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of coaching.
Yeah.
And also, since he's been the interim coach, how come he's never been a head, like an official head coach?
That's a good question.
Sometimes maybe he doesn't want that responsibility.
Sometimes you just get picked as a good assistant coach, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, he ain't got to be a head coach he don't want to be. He got his options.
I think that's what happened to Dave Yeager, too, with Philadelphia. He's just now Doc Rivers' head assistant coach now.
That name sounds familiar.
Former Grizzly coach.
Where did I know that name from? That name just sounds familiar. Who did he work at?
Lotto Holler's job.
Did he work in Texas? Texas? No, Texas. Okay, cool. I'll figure it out later.
Maybe. Yeah.
It'll pop up.
Former coach of your Grizzlies, Dave Yeager. Like Mike Brown took the Kings job. He didn't want to be a coach no more. I get it. You want to run your own thing? I get it.
Mm.
I don't want to be in Sacramento, though. I have to be. It's just me. But it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Now, Nick, NFL-wise, have you seen a dude fall off so quickly as Russell Wilson's fell off that cringeworthy cornball?
I don't know what's going on with dude, but we have a story about him every other week. Whether it's him doing legs workouts on a plane.
He just corny, bro.
I don't know if it's the aptitude or the attitude of what is that?
Aptitude of Denver.
Aptitude with Denver. I'm trying to figure that out. I get that piece. But it's just so many things that I don't know why this fall off. Was Seattle right? What, that to trade them? Were they right to just be like, forget them, we'll do with Geno? I don't understand. Why the fall off? Is it the offensive coordinator? Is it just so many things I'm trying to figure out why he falls off this badly? I just don't know at this point.
See, did you see the clip of his yesterday when dude screamed at him? How the coach did nothing about it, didn't even move. You see that clip yesterday?
Yeah, I saw him get up. Who was it, a defensive end trying to get at him, almost get at him?
Mike Purcell and the Hackett just stood there like nothing was going on.
Yeah, they also got to look at their head coach like, okay.
Nathaniel cannot hack it, obviously.
Hackett, I don't think Hackett going to just get in the middle of that.
But remember when dude was trying to
– Look. If it's one position of dude that you don't want to get in the middle of a fight of, it's a defensive end. They're used to fighting to get to a quarterback. They're going to fight too. So,
well, Neek,
I'm not going to get in the middle of it.
Reminds me somebody else that I know. I ain't going to say no names. You remind me somebody else who's clueless on the sidelines. No names mentioned.
Don't leave that alone.
No names mentioned.
No names mentioned on that, brother. No mention. We're going to let that slide. We're going to talk about the guy Hackett.
Hackett looks cool like him, though. Seriously. Dude tried a 64-yard field goal in Seattle rather than going.
I'm not going to confirm or deny. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Hey, Hackett is just like. Confirm or deny. Bruh, like, really Hackett?
I don't think he's ready to be a head coach. That's probably the one thing.
He kind of like Norv Turner and Wade Phillips. They're good coordinators, but not good coaches as head coaches.
I mean, but we can go back to what we just got to talking about, and it's like, do you want that responsibility of being the head coach? And I don't know if Hackett wants to be a head coach, or maybe he should just wait. But he took a prime opportunity. So it's one of them things that you don't know if you're really ready or not. But I think he should have really thought about it before he decided to take this job. Because right now he's looking real bad right now.
Yeah, they chose him over Dan Quinn from Coach Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I would take him over Dan Quinn.
And plus Dan Quinn works for an evil man that I won't mention. That a quarterback who I know told me he's not that bad. Like, really? He paid you a bunch of money. You would say that, sir. He looked at you like you were son to him. You would say that, sir. I won't say his name, but he's on TV every week.
We're gonna leave that alone.
The man that has three pets. I won't name either.
We're gonna leave that alone. Like we just...
What grown man got three living pets like that? They gonna leave a public. You leave alone, Nick.
Gotta leave it alone, man. Gotta leave it alone.
But Dan Quinn, he's a nice guy. He's not a good head coach.
I mean, he almost had it in Atlanta till 23-8.
Well, that was the fault of Kyle Shanahan screwed that up.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's still the head coach around the time.
You should have said no, run the ball. You on the headset, why don't you jump in? You know?
Your guess is as good as mine, partner.
Yeah. No doubt. And Neek, speaking of Super Bowls, maybe in 2027 you'll be at one in Nashville when they have this new dome they got coming.
Man, it's not – I don't know. That's a big guess on that one because, one, it's going to be 60K seats. That's going to be considered kind of small, right?
Yeah, but they give a new stadium always a spot. They gave one in Detroit, San Francisco, New York, New Jersey. They gave
one in Detroit. I can see them having one, but I don't know.
The report is 2027. They get it built. That's going to be in Nashville, 2027. Okay.
So when did they say they're going to be done being built?
26. Dirt, shovels will start in 2023 in the fall. So when we go to see our school play, we don't know where we're going to be parking there, baby.
Okay. So also a question. With that, if they're doing it 2023 next year in the fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that leave our school?
Supposedly we'll still play though.
But they're fixing it.
Well, they're gonna be building it in the lots next to it.
So they're building a new stadium on the other side of it? I thought they were
No, they're building it in the lots, like nowhere we go tailgate it. We walked around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's over there.
Okay, so that's gonna where they're gonna build it at.
Mm-hmm.
So when that is officially done, are they going to tear down the old one?
Yes.
And make that into a parking lot?
Green space and parking, yes. And an entertainment district around it.
Green space? A green space.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
That $500 million of you and my $10 are going to.
That is a lot of money for a green space.
Yes. Yes.
But back to the topic at hand. The Super Bowl in Nashville will be pretty good. They do have the hotels, do have the entertainment, do have all the space and all the things that they can do for people to come visit. But
and the draft is coming back too as well.
And the draft, I mean, when the first time they had the draft, that made Nashville a place to go to even more. So you have that, you have the draft coming back. This will help the city of Nashville. But I don't like all my money going to that stadium. Well, I'm in tax dollars.
Yes, when you're in Tennessee, people, every time you buy something, a portion of that money goes to the stadiums in Tennessee, the sales tax, because the legislature gave Nashville $500 million. Memphis wants their share as well. Knoxville wants some money now. Chattanooga wants money now. So is Clarksville, too.
What the fuck they got in Chattanooga?
They want to redo McKenzie Arena.
Well, UT Chad play?
Yeah, that's Chattanooga's like arena. Or the convention center downtown.
Oh, okay. I thought it was where UT Chad plays.
It is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dump.
I guess everybody's trying to get in where they fit in now.
Nashville started a trend asking Billy for money.
I mean, maybe TSU need to get up on their money real quick. I'm just saying.
Hey, that deferred maintenance money is owed to the university.
I'm just saying. Go ahead and get your money quick.
Well, if I was in charge, that would happen. So they may put me in charge, that would happen. Hmm. So I would tell them where to go.
Right.
I wouldn't tap dance around the issue at hand. Can I have $1.2 million to do something with that, please? State, give me that money, $1.2 million plus about and more to get rid of some people. I'm just saying, no comment on that.
Oh boy, oh boy, but that's it, Nashville. That's a good choice. Would I be going though?
Hopefully, 2027 will be at Super Bowl for the media day, radio or road.
I do media day, but as for like the game. Even though I do want to do a Super Bowl, that's a whole lot of money there. A new stadium too? Oh boy, Nashville.
You're a media neek.
No, I'm just saying, as a person that wanted to buy it, you know what I mean. Yeah. As a person that wants to buy a ticket, you'd be like,
yes. I would never pay tickets to go. Look here, being the media, I can't buy tickets anymore. I refuse to. I can't have the access I have. I don't want to be there.
That's respectable.
That's where I'm at. People are like, I'm not. If I can't be there as a media member, I'm not buying not paying a dime. Once you've been on this side of the ledger, you never paying again in your life.
I feel you.
Yeah. And I don't care if it's the Memphis Grizzlies, Atlanta Hawks, whoever. If I ain't media, I ain't coming. Plain and simple. You know. So that's why I do what I do. You know, it's good though. But it's gonna be a dome too.
Well, Tennessee weather is kind of wacky, so a dome is smart.
And they copping off the radio stadium.
By doing what?
With the same kind of roof and the same kind of material, same kind of design, copping off Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. That's their model and copy.
Basically, a big old circle.
Yes. Well, this is gonna be a big. This is gonna be a square. There's a circle.
Oh, okay. A square with a dome, probably with a rooftop bar, because Nashville has a rooftop bar.
With the windows that can open on warm days, but still be indoors.
That is definitely like the one in LA. That is definitely like that one too.
Yes, going for the flex of that. But the NFL said it had to be indoors to get a Super Bowl.
Right. Because they ain't doing no more outdoor Super Bowls in the winter.
Yeah, they got lucky by one day with Seattle and Denver.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
The snowstorm hit the day after.
I remember the snowstorm, but I didn't know it was the day before, though.
Day after.
I didn't know that.
They missed it by one day. That Monday, it dumped.
That's insane. I didn't know that. That's new.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how they got that stuff out of there that quick.
As soon as it was over, conversion crew.
They're probably not that out in the day. That whole night.
Yes.
Crazy. Didn't know that. That's new.
We're about to turn to Florida.
Oh, God.
A bad turn for the worse here, Neek. Are you ready for this, Neek?
Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. Florida man arrested trying to pay for his Marshall's merchandise with his penis.
Let me get this straight. You trying to paint?
No, pay.
What?
Pay for his clothes with his pennies, yes. He tapped his Johnson on the machine, said, this is what I'm paying with. Are you ready for it?
Listen, I've seen people try to pay with pennies, quarters, but with your John Brown, that's kind of ridiculous right there. Also, how do you explain that to the cops? Hello, this man just pulled his thing out and tried to pay for his oodles and noodles. Come get him. How does that work?
Yes.
It's Florida. I guess they're used to, they should be used to it being pulled out around the time. So, because it's Florida. Yeah.
Yes. Get this. Florida man, Stone Cold Stuns, waitress at restaurant for getting the order wrong 3 times.
I guess he gave it a baseball rule. 3 strikes and you're stunned.
He stunned him every time he brought the order back.
Poor waitress.
I'm getting $2.13 an hour plus tips to get Stone Cold Stunned. Your order ain't the way you want it to be.
Okay, what restaurant was he at?
It does not say, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll leave that alone.
It happened in Tampa, though.
Dirty Tampa.
Yes.
Dirty, dirty Tampa. I like Tampa, but at the same time, dirty, dirty Tampa.
A Florida woman sues Velveeta, claiming its macaroni takes longer than 3.5 minutes to be cooked.
How long did it say that it needs to be cooked?
3.5 minutes.
So she sat there.
And timed it.
Timed it. And they said 3.5 minutes to cook. Did she follow the immediate directions?
She did. She claims she did.
No videotape or nothing.
None.
Well, she losing that case, so let's move on.
Yes. Florida man arrested for throwing donuts at boss, give him a bad review, and him not getting the raise.
Oh, okay. I can see me doing that, but not with donuts, though. Donuts ain't never hurt nobody. Why would you throw donuts? Well, I was going to throw some. I'd throw the bad dish that probably one of the people made at the job potluck. I'm going to throw that. There's no donuts, though. Throw Susan's casserole at them.
Exactly. Get this. Florida man dropped a 75-pound bag of cocaine out of a plane in the middle of a Florida Crime Watch meeting.
How much?
75-pound bag of cocaine dropped from a plane in the middle of a Florida Crime Watch meeting.
That sounds like a rapper's dream to have coke just land right in your lap. But in this case, you're in the middle of a neighborhood watch meeting or some shit?
Yes, they had a meeting, sitting outside a meeting, having a crime watch meeting. You dropped it in the middle of a meeting.
So he was in a plane, he dropped it, it fell right in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Did they report? They reported it. So here's a question. Did they get some money for reporting it? Because that's 70-pound bag of cocaine right there.
Yeah, you know, it was a bunch of Kevins and Karens at that meeting.
Okay.
They turned it on in.
I guess everybody ain't down for that Breaking Bad lifestyle. They ain't down for the Breaking Bad.
Nigga, a few more to go, brother Nick. A few more to go.
Oh, geez.
Let's Florida see. Man arrested after getting caught eating his burger in the bathroom, threatening Burger King workers with pliers and axes.
So they were trying to get him out the bathroom?
They found him in the bathroom. They didn't know where he went, so he threatened him with pliers and axes. He was eating his burger that he stole off the little hot rack bathroom.
So he stole the burger, went to the bathroom, eat the burger, and then threatened the people when they saw that he went in the bathroom.
Yes.
That's your time. That's your time. Okay, make sure.
Yes.
Why did you just leave the damn restaurant?
It's Florida, man.
My thing is, nobody's going to chase after you for stealing a burger at Burger King. Nobody. Burger King's a deserted anyway. There's nobody else there. So... why would you just say, oh, just stay there and eat in the bathroom? You can easily just get out the door, wait two blocks, and you're good. Nobody else is even thinking about chasing you at that point.
It's Florida.
I guess you're right.
And I happened to Google this story. Just Googled the words Florida and bowling balls. That's what I came up with, Nick. We got a Florida brawl broke out main event after dude broke his ball. Happened to slide, maybe clip dude on his feet, after throwing bowling balls at each other, which caused a all-out bowling ball tossing brawl at the main event in Florida this on Black Friday.
Oh, you're talking about the main? Okay, main event is pretty big.
Yes.
It has at least 20 lanes.
Yes.
Now, if there's an all-out brawl, there's 20 lanes. That means it's bowling balls almost every centimeter you go.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me that these folks got into a fight, which would have been a simple mistake. My bad. I didn't mean to.
His feet just fall off dude and clip dude in the leg and dude fell. And it ended up in a whole brawl with 11 injuries.
So how many, so all out brawl, 11 injuries in a bowling alley. So in bowling balls were thrown. So I want to know this one thing. Who actually won the brawl in? Was it a perfect score brawl? Was it a 7-10 split brawl? The 2-9 brawl? A gutter brawl? Ooh, that sounds like they named that in the newspaper, the gutter brawl. But, look, man, it's Florida. I'm leaving it alone.
Bruh, can you imagine being a main event out there? Well, I know it's going to Memphis. Then it's go down that way? And it goes down like a leg get clipped and you get bowling balls every lane getting thrown and tossed.
I don't think a bowling ball would be thrown, but it's probably some guns.
At least in Florida, they don't throw the ball at you. Memphis may get shot and keep.
Memphis might get shot. Florida throws bowling balls. But it might be both. They might throw bowling balls and then somebody get hurt too bad and then the gun coming out. So, yeah, I don't want that to happen in the main event here because it's pretty cool. It's laid back. So,
all because a simple dude guy's leg clip of dude had his old fall through clip dude leg and it was on and popping.
It was on and popping.
Yes,
popping like popcorn, my friend. Popping like popcorn.
So, Nick, before you wrap up, what are your thoughts on Florida? Doing what Florida does this week, brother?
Florida loves bowling balls. It's their choice of weapon. Throwing them at the beach, throwing them at a neighbor, throwing them at an actual bowling alley. I think the third leading cause of Florida death should be bowling balls.
Third leading cause. Alligators.
Number three, alligators probably number one, snakes. Bears
in Florida.
Don't they got them pigs there too?
Yes.
Some boars. Yeah, they got a little bit of every animal down there. They're like a little tropical paradise of hell. with the animals. But that was pretty cool and tame for Florida segment. I'll just say that. Cool yet tame.
Neek, I left stuff on the quilt. Neek, I left stuff out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That was tame. That's why I said tame. For real. Like, the other stories we talked about is like, okay, bruh, they doing like this in Florida every day? Every day? All right. Okay, cool. I stay away. I just come to visit.
Come, go to the coast and be gone.
Man, I just go to the beach and leave. That's it.
Exactly. That's it.
Well, folks, oh, and get some Jamaican food. And get some Jamaican food. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, folks, this is Boss and Neek. We're back at it. I hope this gets played a week from now so we can be entertained by it. So.
No.
Yes. So look for this, tweet it out, watch it on YouTube, everything else. Boss Man, Neek, we are out.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.